When I needed rescue. WJTL Jordan St. Cyr with Rescue Newsboys, We Believe. Hey, good morning. It's 7:19.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise, code orange air quality alert today. It is hazy and smoky out there. High 74 today. Tonight, cloudy and hazy, low 54. Friday, there is a chance of showers. Other than that, lots of sunshine. High around 74. Saturday, mostly sunny, high 81. Sunday, wrapping up the weekend, high 89, mostly sunny skies. It is currently 52 here at the Junction Center.
This morning, our friend Josh Good hanging out with us. We're talking about Jesus 23. Good morning again, Josh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So fun to have you here. I love your Jesus 23 tie-dye shirt. It just says everything. The Jesus Festival 50 years ago happened, and these Jesus rallies that you're having sort of in commemoration, but yet also a new move of God is what
Absolutely.
You're looking for. Yeah. And I understand that some of your kids actually got baptized at one of the events this summer.
Yeah, so we had our first Jesus rally a month ago. And yeah, my personal connection is proud dad moment, just seeing two of my daughters get baptized.
So cool.
And,
how cool is that?
Oh, yeah. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And really, that is descriptive of the hunger and the passion that we saw at the Jesus rally a month ago and what we're praying into for the rest of the Jesus rallies this summer.
So you have one coming up Saturday night.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. This Saturday at 6 p.m., things get kicked off.
Yeah. And tell us where it's happening.
So it's happening in a field. So it's an outdoor location right across from the Walmart in Morgantown.
Yeah, it's a great location. I was telling you that one of the first times I was out there at the church there, I passed Shady Maple for the first time. So now I know where that's at.
That's right.
So you have other events coming up the rest of the summer. You have one coming up in July.
That's right. So yeah, each month of the summer, we'll have a Jesus rally. Excited to see more and more people just connect with God in deeper ways. So this Saturday, and then in July, July 8th, and then August is kind of we're calling it Jubilee, because August 12th will be 50 years to the day
from
when Jesus 73 happened.
And you're going to do a Friday, Saturday weekend.
Yeah, August 11th and 12th.
And folks can get all the details online for all those events.
Exactly, yep, at thejesusrallies.net.
And so if folks come out, like if they come out this Saturday, what will they experience?
Yeah, so you should expect to bring a lawn chair, a place to get comfy, and there's going to be bands leading worship, times of worship, as well as testimonies, and there's going to be a speaker from YWAM coming out. So the desire is to see people encounter God and then take a step toward Him.
Well, I think so many people saw the Jesus Revolution this past year and realized what a move of God there was in the early Jesus music days and in those times when the festivals like Jesus Festival, Creation Festival first got started.
Right, and I think there's that same type of hunger now for people in the midst of a world that's so divided and divisive.
Yeah.
Encountering the God of unity and peace is really what people are hungering for.
Absolutely.
So cool. The Jesus 23 Festival is happening this Saturday. It kicks off at 6 o'clock. It's there in Morgantown, right across from the Walmart. It's in a field. It's not the exact location of the original, but it's close.
Very close.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another one coming up in July, July the 8th. And then a Friday, Saturday, August 11th and 12th, a great opportunity for you to see and experience a move of God. The Jesus Rallies .net is the place where you can get all the details. Josh, thanks for coming out today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, many blessings on your event this weekend and the rest of the summer.
Thanks.
Back to the music we go. This is Rend Collective, You Will Never Run on WJTL.